We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
All right, welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show inside the Labatt Blue Studio. Get them up. It's quarter number four. We're going to finish strong in our transition week from the offseason to regular season. We go into regular season mode next week, Ross. But first, I want to remind Penn State fans that Labatt Blue is giving away a pair of tickets to the Kent State game. For your chance to win, visit one of these three great outlets: Oakhurst Beverage in Harrisburg, Pletcher's Beer Distributor in State College, or Home Service Beverage in Williamsport. We will be pulling the winner on air. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Blight. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. All right, let's draw the winner for the Appalachian State game of the two free tickets, courtesy of Labatt Blue. Bob Flounders, pull
up. Bob gets to do this, so maybe Bob will get some more praise now.
Hopefully get some kudos in one of those questions.
I learned something from you today,
Pickle,
Bob.
For God's sakes.
All right, our winner this week is to the Appalachian State game. That would be Kyle Nelson from South Williamsport. Congratulations, Kyle. Keystone Sports Network will be contacting you. Enjoy the Appalachian State game. All right, gentlemen, quarter number four. Let's go straight to it. We're going to do some predictions. That's just our general theme. Obviously, we're going to want to make some bold ones, right, Ross?
We are.
I got a few
we
bold
are,
ones.
Are you?
I got some.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I got some.
Trace McSorley will start the opener.
Whoa, Ross. You talk about buzzkill. Keep us going. We're juiced.
That was an Andy Shea style prediction.
All right, I'm going to throw a bold one at you right out of the chute.
All right.
To piggyback on Trace McSorley. Trace McSorley will be in New York City for the Heisman Trophy ceremony. That's one of my bold predictions. He will be in New York.
You know, I don't think that that's that bold. I'm not criticizing you, Andy.
Okay.
But I think he's got... No. I think he's got a great chance to be there, too. I guess here's what I say, Andy. I think that is bold because you're saying he's one of the two or three or four best players in college football this year.
I am.
So it is bold. But what I would say is it wouldn't surprise me if he was deserving of that. I think there's actually a pretty good chance that he has a good enough year to be deserving of that. And I'm still bitter that Saquon Barkley wasn't invited last year. I might boycott the Heisman this year. That was stupid. He deserved to be there.
So let's not bury the lead. Let's just get our season predictions out of the way first before we start making some other predictions and talking about them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start with you, Bob Flounders, looking at the schedule. I'm sure you've made it in print or online, and you're going to make it in print or online. What is your number?
9-3, losses to Ohio State, lose at Michigan, lose to Wisconsin.
9-3. Ross, any thoughts? I've got 10-2. I have them losing to Michigan State, and I have them losing at Michigan.
I've got them going 9.5 and 2.5.
No. No. It's prediction time. We can dig this back up and say, okay, we were all wrong.
I just want to say, before Ross gets to it, I really think the Big Ten has some really tremendous teams this year, and I know that the schedule will be challenging, but this year, I think, even if it doesn't play out in the playoff, I think they have at least two teams worthy of being in the playoff discussion this year.
I'm going to go 9-3.
Okay.
And I think... You know, I was really interested. I don't know if you guys saw, maybe you talked about in quarter one, that Kirk Herbstreit had Penn State winning the Big Ten and going to the college football playoff.
Correct.
And, you know, that's possible. But we've talked about this before. When you lose arguably the best player in school history and arguably the best tight end in school history, certainly the most productive, and arguably one of the best receivers in school. I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot. They also lost a lot more on defense than you realize. And their schedule, like, they have a bunch of losable games. That doesn't mean they will, but they have a bunch of losable games. So honestly, I could flip a coin and go 10-2 or 9-3, but my 9-3 is a tip of the cap to Gesicki and Barkley and Deshaun Hamilton and what those guys did. And also, I'll say this. they've been pretty fortunate health-wise.
Very fortunate health-wise.
What's been their – I mean, the biggest loss the last 2 years was John Reed?
Yeah, definitely. I would say John Reed without a doubt. I mean, they lost them offensive lineman in 2016 like Brendan Mann, but John Reed, I think, is more valuable.
And I don't want to – I'm not trying to jinx them, but they're due for a major injury. They're due for a difference-making player's injury. And if that's Miles Sanders, they've got problems. If that's Trace McSorley with whatever's going on with Tommy Stevens, they've got problems. You know, I think there's other spots where they'd be a little bit better. And maybe they've already gotten that out of their system a little bit with some of the D linemen that have gone down.
Can I say this and offer up another bold prediction before
I want to hear. You had their losses to Wisconsin, Ohio State, and Michigan?
Yeah.
Michigan State and Michigan.
You love Michigan State.
I love Michigan State.
Didn't last year you say that was their only loss? They were going to be like 11-1, only lose to Michigan State. Was that you last year?
Yeah, that was me last year. I think that quarterback's going to be really good. I know those young wide receivers are going to be good. They're only going to get better. I think they know exactly who they are. I know there's some losses in the secondary, but I think Michigan State. I think they're not always a good football team. I just think they're always a hard team to beat.
Is it fair to say they have 4 toss-up games?
I think at least 4.
Michigan, Wisconsin, Michigan State, Ohio State.
Yeah. I mean, yep. I hate to say it. I just don't think Pittsburgh's going to be that easy. And I don't think Iowa will be that easy either, even though they lose a lot.
Right.
So, but out of the 4, we're really not giving them that much of the benefit of the doubt if you and I both have them at 3 losses. Like, you could at least say they split those 4.
I just think.
And they're 10-2. That's why I went 9.5 and 2.5.
I think the Big Ten has got some really good teams.
Yeah, they're going to eat. The Big Ten East is, I think, one of those going to be the year in November where we're talking about how the Big Ten East is eating each other alive because they're so good. So you're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio.
Love that.
Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. All right, this is quarter number 4. We're bringing it home strong. Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea. We're making some predictions, some bold predictions. 9-3 for Bob, 9-3 for Ross, 10-2 for me. I'm going to step out and say if Penn State goes at 11-1 or better during the regular season, they will win the Big Ten championship and be one of the top 2 teams in the college football playoff. If they go 11-1, I think it takes 11-1.
We got to take you to school on bold. Andy, we have to take
I'm saying they're
going to
win
bold.
Andy,
the big
– Andy, there's no ifs in a bold prediction segment. There's no
11-1.
Ifs. that word.
I'm not saying
it. It's not a bold prediction if you put a qualifier in.
I had to throw
And by the way, if they're 11-1, they are going to the college football playoff. So that's the worst bold prediction I've ever heard.
Think about it. If they're 11-1.
You are terrible at this.
If they're 11-1 and they have 1 loss, they might have to play Wisconsin twice.
We're going to have to have a workshop. Right, we're going to have to workshop
should
bold.
Should we just move on?
Go ahead, boys.
The word if. I'll go with bold prediction. Miles Sanders rushes for more yards this year than Saquon Barkley did last year. Is that bold?
That's
pretty bold.
I don't know. I don't know what bold is.
Saquon Barkley, number 2 overall pick in the draft, best running back ever. But Miles Sanders has more rushing yards than Saquon Barkley did.
I would say bold. I'm going to give you 2 real quick because I don't know if I'm ever going to get anything in after that last one.
We got a little bit of time. Penn State will not have one.
They'll have 2,000-yard receivers, Juwan Johnson and DeAndre Tompkins. Wow. Both go over 1,000 yards. Sharif Miller will leave school after this season, and he will be a second-round pick in the NFL.
Wow.
Interesting.
I like both of those.
See, that's bold.
But here, I'm just thinking, Andy. I mean, I'm just thinking, Bob. For like our whole job, right, is to get more people to listen to the Keystone Sports Network, more people to download the app, more people to hit us up on Twitter. That being the case, we should probably just hear more of Andy's bold predictions for pure entertainment value. Give the people what they want, Andy. What's the next one? Penn State's going to sell out the Ohio State game?
Yetur Gross-Matos is a first-team All-Big Ten selection.
I like that. That's a good one. I like that. Because I was going to say Michael Mennett is a first-team All-Big Ten selection in center.
Ooh, interesting.
Here's the problem. I don't know the other centers. I don't know the other centers in the Big Ten. There might be some awesome center like at Northwestern is going to be a first-round pick. Are there any other good – like?
The whole Wisconsin offensive line.
Oh, yeah. You know what, though? Their center is not the notable guy.
Right.
Their tackles and their right guard Dude, they're so good. Have we talked about this? I love
watching those guys. Yes, we have.
So I'm going to go. So I will raise your Etor Gross Matos, and I will go Michael Mennett at center.
Let me get a little prediction from. Let's do a roundtable prediction.
I also have a bold prediction that before the end of the season, you will pronounce Etor Gross Matos' name correctly. The Y is silent.
Etor Gross Matos.
Yeah, you said Etor.
But I just said Etor.
Yeah, I do that once in a while, too. Right. I'll call myself.
All right, with all the issues at tight end, when we add snaps up at the end of the year, who has the most snaps at tight end for Penn State?
Danny Dalton.
My guy. Bob put his head down and was
That's your guy?
Remember a couple of years ago when we were talking about
by the way, they might sound like Zach Kuntz is not playing, huh?
I think they're going to move him to wide receiver. I don't think he's big enough. Like I don't think he's got enough.
Girth. He's 240-some pounds.
Yeah, but you know what? Gesicki really wasn't a tight end last year. It's that slot wide up.
Yeah. Okay, they can have him do that.
I'm a little interested in Freiermuth, the fact that he mentioned him. But how did they not solve the tight end problem?
They've had spring all off through the summer, through the camp.
You know, it's a fair point that Bob makes because when they tell you that they're still sorting through it and it still works, that really means it's like vote none of the above. Mm-hmm. It's like nobody's really stepped up and grabbed it. That doesn't mean, hey, we have great depth and we love all these guys.
Right.
It means, in my mind, it means Danny Dalton doesn't get hurt. He's here every day and he doesn't screw up mentally. That would be my guess. It does seem like they're putting a premium on blocking, which I think is interesting. Because like if Freiermuth's further along than Kuntz, then they're putting a premium on blocking, which is interesting because their tight end last year didn't block at all. So what does that tell you about their offense this year, Bob?
Real quick, who leads the team in tackles? I'll give you two choices.
Oh, good one.
Jan Johnson or Nick Scott?
I don't think Jan Johnson's going to see the field as much as Nick Scott, so I'm going to go with Nick Scott.
Yeah, it's Nick Scott.
It's Nick Scott.
For sure.
I don't think any linebacker's even in the conversation to lead the team in tackles.
No, I think Nick Scott leads him in tackles by a lot.
Yeah, he could be a triple if he's healthy. Do we know
who the other safety is?
It's a very shaky vote of confidence for Garrett Taylor.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait for the depth chart to come out. Any other bold predictions before we...
Who's the next Apke? Not necessarily as a safety, but a guy that's going to come out of nowhere.
Ooh.
Justin Shorter. That's not really bold. That,
no, that's not out of nowhere. He's the best receiver in the country. We need a guy like Apke, like out of nowhere. I don't know. I got 10 seconds.
How about Mustafer?
I can't think of
him. No, that doesn't count either.
That doesn't count.
He can't be a true freshman stud. It's got to be a guy like in his fourth
year. What if he's starting?
Year.
All right, gents, that'll do it for the Keystone Kickoff Show. We start game week next week. Thanks for joining us. Have a good weekend.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't do this anywhere but Pennsylvania summer. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light special loving Pennsylvania cans celebrating Pennsylvania's top spots. And stop by Oakhurst Beverage, 4418 Oakhurst Boulevard in Harrisburg for your chance to enter to win Labatt's tickets for the Kent State game. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light.